redneck.
Welcome back. It is the Redneck Grilling Guys Show. We stepped out into the garden today and been talking a little bit about grilling vegetables, and we're going to step away from the grill and move over to the smoker right now. Barbecue Bob's got a couple ideas for you, and you're not going to want to miss these, so here you go.
Well, I love that song for one thing, and I got to tell you, my wife thinks she gets under my skin when I do something redneck, and she'll call me a redneck, and she thinks that's, like, offensive.
And you grin and say, damn, honey, you caught me again.
That's a compliment.
Right. I know.
Anybody
I've been
grows up
you long
on
enough to know.
Anybody that grows up on a farm should be complimented by that.
Right.
So your tomatoes, okay? I'll help you blow these people's minds.
All right. I'm making notes.
Get some. Get some nice, big, beautiful tomatoes. Well, I wouldn't go too big because it's kind of nice if you can give one per guest.
Okay.
And you're going to need 16 of them if you do this. Are you going to have your smoker out there?
He's got a smoker. We put it down the grill.
Primo?
Yep, he's got a big Primo. That's exactly it. Ceramic smoker.
Okay. Then do smaller tomatoes because you can't get...
Like tennis ball size.
Yeah.
Yep.
And cut the bottom of it off. What's the easiest way? You got to stand them up somehow. So typically a tomato will stay upright on a grill if it's upside down.
Right.
So I'm probably going to just cut tomatoes in half and use two halves. That way you could go with a bigger tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Put each half on there, put salt and pepper on it, and then put a nice mound of crumpled gorgonzola
blue
on
cheese.
That. And do 10, 15 of those. Put them in the smoker for... I'm going to do 250 degrees medium smoke for about 25 minutes. And when you pull those out, that cheese has gotten a little bit brown, a little smoky color to it. And then you drizzle your reduction. Again, time for a balsamic reduction. You drizzle that on. You put the whole tray of them out at the same time, and you take your reduction and do your fancy little zigzag, you know, like you learned at your poofy school. Oh, you didn't go to poofy school, did you?
No, I just went to balsamic school.
But anyway, so you do your nice little fancy artwork on it.
Right.
And that is the greatest tomato you'll ever eat in your life.
Yeah.
Ever. If you like blue cheese.
Well, that's where I was
going to
go next. Is I know that the host of the party, because I already asked him this, because I was working on a couple other recipes. He's not fond of blue cheese.
Screw him.
So well, I understand his guests will get one, but if I'm being the consummate host, I want to be cognizant of what's going on there.
Yeah.
So what other cheese would you put on there?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
You
no,
wouldn't.
He ruined the entire party.
He's not. He's just not going to eat.
I wouldn't
one of
even
these.
Invite him.
Right. He's just not going to eat one of these. That's where.
Okay. Make him some eggplant then.
Right.
So
I have no idea where to go with that. You got to help me there. I've never cooked eggplant in my life.
Eggplant. There's all. You could just look it up online. But again, that's something you could marinate, and that you have to marinate, honestly. I would, again, go back to that rosemary-infused EVO, and I would pick probably just, I'm going to do sea salt, pepper, and I'm probably going to chop up some fresh basil, and I'm just going to grill it, and I'm going to put the basil on it when I'm done, but I'm going to put a little thyme in that rosemary. And some sea salt and pepper, and just marinate that in a good EVO, and maybe just a touch of some balsamic, maybe some wine vinegar would be safer, and let her rip. Maybe also squeeze in some lemon, and do those eggplant steaks about a half inch thick.
Okay.
And marinate them
if
for
that
4 hours.
It's got a seed core in the middle of it, and then it's kind of the meat of it is out near the skin, right?
Right.
And that can get I want to be careful here, pithy, that P-I-T-H. If that's not cooked enough, that can get a little bit spongy out there, and it's just, again, it's the texture when you eat it. So I think I want a little bit higher heat on that to crisp it a little bit or not.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to leave it on real long.
Okay.
You want it crispy on the outside, barely cooked on the inside.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a... You mentioned three different times throughout the show a balsamic reduction. Super easy to do, guys. Yeah. One is just buy one. That's Rachel out there. Ray. Rachel Ray has one already in a bottle that's really good.
$6.99, baby.
Yeah. Or you buy a bottle of balsamic and you put it in a saucepan and you want to reduce it down, meaning high heat, cook it off, and let it go about half the volume. So if you put 8 ounces in there, you're going to yield about four ounces of reduction.
Yeah.
And that's a great way because what it does is it intensifies the flavor and it also makes it thicker so it stays on things. It doesn't run all off onto the plate.
So here's something else you might try. How about a stuffed pepper? Are you going to do anything like that?
No, because it's always such a chore. You got to cook the stuffing before I cook the pepper if I'm trying to produce them in a relatively quick manner. And there's so many other good vegetables that you've already talked about mixes like that where they're bright and fresh and I can hit them with the lemon or the lime and the balsamics and it's like, bang, they got flavor. And I'm trying to do everything fresh.
Yeah. So what kind of proteins are you doing?
Well, I'm gonna do ribs, and I talked to you about that on off air between the segments. Is I'm actually, because I'm hosting a party for 16, if you're just tuning in tonight, I'm the cook. And so what I'm going to do is cook the ribs off on my smoker.
And you're not hosting it. You're actually chefing it.
I'm chefing it, yeah, and kind of a private party thing for an outdoor kitchen customer that I worked with. But the point is that I'm going to cook the ribs. They're going to be done without sauce. I'll cook them dry. They'll be done. I'm going to take them out and put them on his smoker, warm them back up, not cook them, but just warm them back up, and then gel the sauce on there. I'll serve some dry, some with sauce, so they've got two types. But those kind of things I can do ahead of time, which is going to help me produce more food in a consistent pace once I get there. And I don't want to serve everything at once. We're going to watch the
that smoke should be rolling off that grill for 2 hours,
right?
And you should be able to leave when you're done,
right? And we're watching Mayweather McGregor fight tonight at this thing, so I want to be done. I'm starting cooking about 6:00. I want to be done by like 8:30 or 9:00, and then I'll fire the grill back up about 10:00 and do a dessert for everybody, and then we'll sit down, we'll have cocktails and watch the fight kind of thing. But anyway, so looking forward to it.
It must be a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the guy that's hosting the party is we put an outdoor TV in his outdoor kitchen. Yeah, so we're going to all sit around and smoke a cigar.
Bring a jacket.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's supposed to be a little nippy tonight, but that's okay. There'll be plenty of things to warm your insides. So
I think you'd be making a mistake if you didn't at least do 10 stuffed jalapenos.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Those are on the menu. And again, that's something I can make ahead, just throw on the smoker, and when they're done, they're done.
Well, I asked you if you're doing stuffed peppers. You said you didn't want to cook anything down.
You're right. I apologize. I didn't equate. I was
okay,
bell pepper.
That stuff you make for a jalapeno, you can actually do that in small peppers, too, for people that don't like the hot.
Great point.
You can get those smaller orange and bull's horns are kind of hot, but something along that lines that's milder, a banana pepper, and you can stuff those, and you don't have to wrap them in bacon, but it'd be a shame if you didn't.
Which they will be, but the stuffing that you're talking about in that pepper is simply cream cheese and a little bit of breakfast sausage.
Jimmy Dean,
that you grill that off first, mix it in with the cream cheese.
Yep.
And I'll even put a little bit of crushed pineapple in with that
cream
cheese.
I know, you always say that.
And it just takes a little bit of the sweet and the heat.
Sorry,
together.
Man, I can't do that. That bothers me. That's
I understand. There's no foil.
That grates on me.
There's no foil in it, though.
So you just chop up some onion, throw some Jimmy Dean in a pan, brown it down, drain it, let it cool. So do it a couple hours before you're going to stuff them.
Or the day before.
Yeah.
Either way.
Drain it down, and then get a packet of cream cheese or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix that meat in with the cream cheese, and you might even add some more chopped onion at that point, or I don't know, something red, you know, to get a little pop in there.
Yep.
You could do, if you wanted to have some fun, you could probably do some sun-dried tomato chopped up in there.
A little tangy.
Make it look nice and give you a little red tinge to everything.
And let me give you my tip on stuffing jalapeno peppers like that.
Let me give you my tip on stuffing.
Well, what I do is that exact mixture that you talked about, I make it the night before and put it in the fridge. So when it's cold, I can take it out in a little ball and roll it between my fingers and get it cigar-shaped, stick it right in that pepper, and you don't have to messing around with the slimy, slippery stuff. It's firm because it's cold, and you roll it up and stick it right in there.
Great point.
And it goes in real simple. But coming up next, What do we got, Bob? A little man law, a little GI barbecue, and we'll wrap up with a couple more vegetables. Stick with us. Running them red dirt